We have Eliza Cusson from Media Access Australia here with us today to tell us about an iPhone app called Braille Touch. Now, it's just a prototype, but it is a very cool development that may be in store for people who are blind or vision impaired. And apparently its application might even be useful for those who are sighted. Welcome, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta. Thanks for having me.
Most welcome. Now, firstly, what is Braille Touch?
Well, Braille Touch is a very nifty piece of software which turns your iPhone into a Braille keyboard. This means that users who are blind or vision impaired can type text messages without using an additional keyboard or turning on a screen reader.
That's amazing.
Yes, very cool.
So how do you use it then, Eliza?
Well, all you do is hold your iPhone in both hands, resting it on your thumb and your pinky so that the screen faces out. And on the screen there are six circles. Three on each side. And these circles you press like buttons with your middle fingers. These circles represent the six dots which make up Braille characters. You then press a combination of these circles to get the right letter. It's beautifully simple.
So what's the difference between this and the existing Braille keyboards?
As many listeners may know, Braille keyboards are very expensive and very bulky to carry around. The Braille Touch does away with all those extra pieces of technology so that all you need is your phone. The other benefit is that it's faster and more accurate than the standard QWERTY keyboard that appears on the iPhone screen.
Does it take much training for people to make the switch?
Well, the beauty of this is that it's been designed for people who aren't particularly proficient in reading or writing Braille. The team of researchers, who I believe are all sighted, we're typing accurately with just 2 hours of Braille training.
Mm.
So this means that the app is so easy to use that the researchers claim that it might even replace the QWERTY keyboard for sighted users, which I think is pretty amazing. Like the idea that we can take Braille and make it for the mainstream is something that I find really exciting.
It certainly is. I can remember I wanted to learn Braille, but the person who I asked said, oh, well, your fingers may not be sensitive enough to learn it. And I did learn a little bit, and I know how it works. But how good does your Braille need to be to use the app?
Well, the important thing is that you don't have to be proficient at reading Braille at all. Mm. Writing Braille is something very different, I'm sure, as many listeners know. So if you can write a bit of Braille, that will see you very well. But if not, that's very easy to learn. You don't need to be kind of a native Braille reader to use this app at all.
Oh, well, that'll be good for people who just never ever did learn Braille but depended on the audio, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Eliza, the big question, when will it be on the market?
Well, I feel like I tell you this a lot, Roberta, but hopefully soon. The app is just a prototype. Mm-hmm. It's currently doing the rounds in different technology conferences. It's up for a number of awards. But the developers are still working on getting it ready for the Apple App Store. And, of course, when that happens, we'll let you know.
And one of the things I always like to know, too, is where was this developed? Do you know?
It's at Georgia Tech, which I think is the Georgia Institute of Technology in its long form.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
A lot of good stuff comes out of
there. Yes, indeed. Well, I think that that's something very, very much to look forward to for people who are using Braille at the moment, because it's going to make it much easier for them to get around without having to carry an extra large, well, it's not really large, but compared with a phone it is, a piece of equipment to be able to communicate.
Exactly.
There are loads of really interesting and useful apps that are already available for people who are blind and vision impaired, and also those with other disabilities. So to find out more for you or someone you know, visit the digital technology section of the Media Access Australia website, which is mediaaccess, or one word, .org.au. Thank you, Eliza, for all of that today.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Eliza Cusson from Media Access Australia, and if you'd like to contact them by phone, you can do that, 02-9212-6242, and you might be able to find out a little bit more about this amazing app for your iPhone. And Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.